The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
21 Savage was arrested in Atlanta this weekend and taken into custody for possible deportation. He was picked up by ICE yesterday morning and apparently entered the U.S. legally in 2005, but his visa expired and he reportedly is here illegally. His attorney is working hard to get him out of detention to clear up any misunderstandings. An ICE spokesperson says the 21 Savage is a U.K. national who is unlawfully in the country and has been since 2006 when his visa expired.
Wait. 2006, they've known about him being here?
Well, no, they just found out. That's why he's now getting, in trouble.
I was like, that's a long time that it's been expired. Oh my gosh.
Well, that's usually how it goes. I mean, it's not like they find out, unless you've done something illegal. It's not like they usually find out about your citizen status, you know what I mean, like right away. Like, there's so many people in the country illegally,
guess,
you would not
that's
know.
Like, what, 16 would be 10. That's like 13 years.
Yeah. Wow. So they have put him into removal proceedings before the federal immigration courts. ICE is awaiting the outcome of his case before a judge is going to determine future actions. A lot of reporters and stuff that like were there and like documenting this entire thing go down, they said basically 21 Savage's whole life has been a lie. Like, what we know, because he tells people like he's born and raised and grew up in Atlanta and stuff. Yeah. And like he's British. I mean, the whole thing is just kind of funny. So all these memes start coming out, not necessarily making fun of his deportation, but kind of like the fact that he's like secretly British and all this. And so Demi Lovato tweeted that the best part of the Super Bowl was the 21 Savage memes. And people, I mean, just ripped her a new one so bad that she has now deactivated her entire Twitter. She had to post a statement on her Instagram story talking about how, like, dude, I was laughing and talking about, like, the funny memes having to do with his, you know, English status.
Like, as if he was going to use, like, a feather and a quill, like, to write out his lyrics or something.
Yeah, she's like, you know, it was just a joke. Like, everyone else was joking about it. Then as soon as I do, then all of a sudden it's a problem, which, I mean, I agree with her there. It's just ridiculous that all these people are posting the memes and then they're all going to lash out at her for laughing at the memes they're posting. That just seems ridiculous.
I'm surprised she even reacted and did any of that. It's like,
well, they were
cares?
Talking about, like, you are not one to talk. Number one, this is, like, terrible for you to say. It's racist, whatever, for you to joke about this. But two, you're not one to talk because you've had a heroin overdose. She's like, overdose has nothing to do with this.
I saw all that and I was just like, exactly. It's like, it's a joke. Like, you can't, it's not worth the time to like explain everything like Porkchop does to people. Like, if they're offended by it, it's just a joke, then so
See,
be
she
it.
Needs, she needs Porkchop as her PR guy.
Oh my God, Porkchop would have been all over that. Like, no, we can't have fun, Demi. Take that down.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off actress Edie McClurg is battling dementia, prompting her family to seek court intervention. Family and friends of the 67-year-old actress filed court documents requesting a conservatorship to manage her affairs. They claim that neurological tests show that McClurg can't live alone without assistance and is especially vulnerable to undue influence given her poor judgment and evident dementia. Family and friends are concerned about a 72-year-old male friend who's been living with her for several years, and they're afraid that he's actually going to take advantage of her. This is her in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You'll remember her. She was like the receptionist.
I don't trust this kid any further than I can throw him.
Well, with your bad knee, Ed, you shouldn't throw anybody. It's true.
And I can't remember. How do you say this actor's name? Rami Malek? That's right. So he's finally speaking out against director Bryan Singer, who faces more sexual abuse allegations. The Bohemian Rhapsody star said, "In my situation with Bryan, it was not pleasant, not at all, and that's about all that I'm going to say at this point." So Singer started off as the director of Bohemian Rhapsody, but was fired from the film for not showing up to work, though he's getting money from the production. Like, the whole thing is so weird. He directed almost all of the movie. And then these sexual abuse allegations came out. Then they kind of fired him, but tried to say it was because he didn't show up for work.
Isn't he getting like $40 million? Something like that out of the movie?
Oh, yeah. A lot of money.
That's a payday.
And still barely anyone in Hollywood is talking about this. Like, the whole reasoning behind his allegations. Like, no, it's just kind of like swept under the rug. Like, just nobody talks about it. So there's that. Coming up in less than an hour, Cardi B opened up about her marriage to Offset and what's going on with that.